Nolte, confidence in public schools crashes to 28%. By John Nolte on July 15, 2022. Confidence in government-run public schools has crashed to 28%, according to the latest polling from Gallup. That's a drop of 13 points in only 2 years. Confidence in America's mostly awful and corrupt public schools had begun to slide even when Gallup first started polling on this issue in 1973, nearly 50 years ago. Back then, nearly 60% of the public had faith in their public schools. Over the decades, that number has steadily dropped. 1975, 62%. 1983, 39%. 1994, -34%. 2007, 33%. 2014, 26%. In 2020, when the China flu pandemic first struck and people were fooled into believing the government-run public schools were acting in children's best interest, confidence jumped from 29% in 2019 to 41%. But now that we know public school closings had nothing to do with the health and safety of the children and everything to do with lazy, selfish, corrupt teachers and their demonic union, we're back down to 28%. It probably hasn't helped confidence levels now that the parents know that many public schools have begun to engage in child grooming and abuse. Over the years, we've discovered that school district after district, including elementary schools, are loading up their classrooms with innocence-shattering gay porn and anti-science transsexual propaganda. Gallup focuses on the partisan divide in its review of the poll. Certainly, there is one. Nevertheless, only 43%, well below 50%, of Democrats have a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in public schools. Only 29% of independents and 14% of Republicans say the same. On the flip side, 50% of Republicans have no confidence in public schools. That's up 19 points since 2019. Democrats are not only using public schools to mold children into forever victims who hate America and become dependent on the government. They're using the schools to mold our children into neurotic, broken sexual beings whom adults can easily exploit. The public schools, which should be teaching kids to read, write, add, subtract, how the Constitution works, and how to balance a checkbook, are teaching them how to have gay sex and hide their anti-science gender transition from their own parents. These evil schools are also teaching them the toxic and destructive narcissism of self-esteem, which brainwashes them into believing I'm perfect just the way I am. This ensures failure. No one can achieve their potential unless they are forced to improve themselves. Meanwhile, millions of kids, mostly in Democrat-run cities, graduate without the basic education required to survive in the real world. Two issues moved me from the Democrat Party to the Republican Party. The first was the reality of the Reagan Revolution at home and abroad. The second was education. Watching Democrats fight against school choice, against giving poor inner-city kids a golden ticket to a better education, dropped the scales from my eyes. If Democrats can't abort your kids, they want them ignorant, unhappy, and easy to exploit sexually. That's just the truth. If your kid escapes abortion, the Democrat Party's government-run schools take it from there. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.